It's good to be back with you for another Success Made Simple soaking session. Let's get ready to receive. Take a few deep breaths. Focus on the Lord. And now, ask Holy Spirit to help you open your heart and mind and spirit to the truth and power of God's Word that I'm about to declare over you. Remember, as you soak in these scriptural truths, Holy Spirit may well begin adding to them, sharing insights, downloads, and revelations regarding your next steps to success. Invite Him to speak personally to you and take the time to write down what you receive. According to Genesis 28:15, God will not cease until He finishes bringing you into all that He has promised. How amazing is that? God promises you that He will not cease until He brings you into all that He has for you. That means, as long as you continue to walk with the Lord, you can be confident that He is not only there, that He's not only with you, but that He is at work on your behalf, bringing you into all those promises and blessings that He has spoken to you. I declare the truth of Genesis 28:15 into your life. I declare that God is working on your behalf. I declare that God is ordering your steps and making your way. I declare that God is at work and that He will not cease until He brings you into all that He has promised you. Take some time right now to start thanking God for all that He is doing for you. Be sure to thank Him for the blessings and breakthroughs and successes that you have seen. And even more, thank Him for the ones you haven't seen yet. Because according to Genesis 28:15, you can be certain that He is working to bring you into everything He has promised you and prepared for you. Doesn't it feel good to thank God? Oh, He is so, so good. Okay, now let's deal with the doubts, delays, and disappointments of the past. We've all had them. But those delays and disappointments of the past that can stir up doubts about your future, none of that is your portion. God promises you that your portion is the blessings, successes, and realms that He has prepared for you and that He is working to bring you into. All you need to do is continue to stand in faith and walk with Him, taking the steps that He is ordering for you. Because of the truth of Genesis 28:15, even if there are moments along the way when you don't have total confidence in yourself, you can have total confidence in God. Isn't that reassuring? He will make sure of your success. Take some time right now and ask the Holy Spirit if there are any steps you need to take to cooperate with where God wants to lead you. Ask Him if there's anything you need to do that you have not been doing. Or if there's anything you need to let go of or move past that has been hindering you from fully following God into all the promises, blessings, realms, and successes that He desires to lead you into. Remember, anything Holy Spirit is highlighting to you is for your benefit. God is not mad or disappointed. He's actually thrilled that you're seeking Him and His wisdom for how you can walk with Him and follow Him into all the good things He's working to bring you into. I declare a great grace for you to continue to hear from Holy Spirit what your next steps are. I declare a great grace for you to simply follow and obey step by step as the Lord leads you into the supernatural success story He is making your life. Take another moment or two and let Holy Spirit speak to you and minister to you as He continues to reassure you of the truth of Genesis 28:15, that you can trust that God is at work, bringing you into every good thing He has for you. As we close this session, pray this with me. Father God, thank you that you were at work on my behalf. Just as you sent your Son to bring me my salvation, and you did not cease pursuing me until I came to have a saving knowledge of you through the gift of Jesus, I thank you that you were just as ceaselessly working to lead me into every good thing you have promised me and prepared for me. I am grateful for all you are doing and for the grace you are pouring out to me through your Holy Spirit to follow you each